Welcome to us.
Hello there, and welcome to OSU. My name is Thomas, and I'm recording from May 16th, 2021 from Wisconsin. Today I'll be talking to you about OSU, which is a rhythm game that involves clicking circles in time to the music. I'll be interviewing tournament player and close friend of mine, Max, aka Blabby, about the competitive scene in OSU and his motivations to get better at the game. So, what is OSU? OSU is a rhythm game, which is defined as a genre of music-themed action video games that challenges a player's sense of rhythm. In this case, OSU tests the player's sense of rhythm by clicking circles in time to the music, assisted by approach circles for easier reading. The game is great for both casual players who are looking for a fun, relaxing, and easy-to-learn game, as well as competitive players who are looking to improve their skills and climb up the global rankings. The ranking leaderboards are based on performance points, PP. PP is given based on the difficulty of a beatmap and how well a player performs on the beatmap, based on their timing accuracy and combo length. So the goal is to play more difficult maps in order to get plays that are worth more PP. There are different gameplay modifiers which can let increase or reduce difficulty in a beatmap. The hidden mod removes the approach circle and makes the circles disappear before the player can hit them. So the mod requires a good sense of rhythm and memory to master. Hard Rock is a mod that increases the approach rate of the approach circles, makes the circles smaller, decreases the hit timing window, and increases health drain. And this is personally my favorite mod. Easy does the exact opposite, but is widely considered to be a difficult mod to learn because the approach rate is much lower, resulting in more objects on the screen at one time, which is more difficult to read. Double Time is the most straightforward mod, which increases the speed of the song by 1.5 times. The last important mod is Flashlight, which creates a limited field of view in the play feud and requires memorization of each beatmap. Other mods that are less commonly used are just for fun mods, like Halftime, No Fail, Self-Destruct, and Autopilot. Each mod above requires different skill sets, and each has its own learning curves. Many players have dedicated themselves towards specific styles of play by using one of these mods, a combo of them, or by playing no mod. Having strong skill sets is very beneficial, and tournaments are set up to test each of these skills. Tournaments are usually set up with a pool of maps that can test a wide variety of skills, like tapping speed, precise aim, finger control, and reading. So now I'd like to take a couple of moments to talk about some current events and some news that's going on in the OSU community. The recent PP rework, which nerfed short aim farm maps, affecting players like FG Sky, Bad U, and Lifeline negatively, but helping players like Eterna, Ryukei, Arisen, and Rectagon. Some players have been going kind of crazy lately, and they've been setting some absolutely insane scores. Like Latvian player Akolibed has pushed his rank up to number 7 global after going on a rampage of setting scores on some crazy aim maps. Swedish player and best mouse player in the world is now number 9 global rank after a recent pop-off with speed scores like United with Double Time. Eru, number 2 USA player, has finally achieved one of his goals of a 1,000 performance point score on Wizard's Tower. Ryukei, the number 2 Canadian player, is now 43 PP away from taking the number 3 global spot from Eterna after setting many impressive 900 PP scores after his exams finally finished. And Neon Potato, a young Russian player, is now ranked number 10 in the world after many crazy plays like a tragic 5-miss 1k PP choke on I Bet You'll Forget That Even If You Notice That, which is an incredibly impressive score because it's 290 BPM with Double Time, which requires insane speed. And now for the news. Emrek has taken number 1 global rank away from White Cat after White Cat received his record for the longest consecutive days in number 1 spot global, previously held by the most famous OSU player ever, Cookie Z. On that same week, Momo HD took the number one global rank in ranked score, the older ranking metric. He took the number one ranked score spot from Zasuma, a well-known Wisconsin player who is highly regarded for being the first completionist of Osu, after setting a score on every ranked map in Osu, which is over 60,000 songs, which put him over 100 billion points past the number two global rank. GN has full comboed the beatmap, The Unforgiving, with Flashlight, which is the longest ranked map in the game, clocking in at 53 minutes long. Top Moroccan player FG Sky has finally got a desk, after many years of being known as the pillow player who used a pillow as a surface for his mouse. The PP record has been taken by Jot Bab, with an impressive 1260 PP play on the map Union with Double Time and Flashlight. Previously, the record was held by Aeterna, with an impressive 1181 PP play on Moe Kai with Hidden and Double Time, which was widely regarded as the best play in the game because of the map's insane difficulty. This is only speculation, but there is hope in the Osu community that the most famous and well-loved South Korean player, Cookie Z, may return to Osu in the near future because his mandatory South Korean military service time might expire soon. And according to Peppy, the game's lead developer and creator, Osu Laser, the next major update to Osu Stable, is set to be released soon after years of development. Anyways, I'm going to move on to interviewing my friend Blaby here, Max.
It's Blaby, but hello everyone.
Hey everybody. So I've kind of set up a couple of questions for Blaby.
Alright, sounds good.
Just to kind of get to know you and the tournament scene a little. So, what motivates you to be a tournament player and just get better at the game?
Well, first off, of course, it's, you know, placing high ranks in tournaments. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I've improved on my personal skill, especially if I start to join more tournaments with higher level skill players. But another thing is probably just being able to set scores on maps that I feel like a few months ago would have been like impossible and totally out of my league, because it's like actual physical proof that I've been improving, which is, it's nice.
Yeah, cool. Like, can you give me an example of like a map that you felt like you did that on, or like a play that you really feel like stands out with you?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's this one map. It's like a fairly easy map. But I remember playing it back in 2017, so, you know, 4 years ago, and I got, like, a really bad score on it. And then every year, I've gone back to that same map, and I've gotten a better and better score. So you can look through my scores on that map, and you can see it go from, like, bad, and then the next year, it's, like, a bit better, until I full comboed, and then I put on 1.5 times speed, so the DT mod, and I full comboed that again. So it was like this gradual progression, and it was really cool to like see it happen.
Yeah. How did you get where you are now as a player?
I mean, probably just like 500 or so hours of just clicking circles, and a big thing that I needed to make sure is making sure that I didn't take too long a break. Like, if I took like a month off, that's a whole nother month that you're going to have to take to try to de-rust that back. If you play for like 1 to 2 hours every 2 days or so, you won't lose your skill. You will probably, you know,
gain
not
skill.
You might not gain skill, but you won't lose skill nearly as fast as taking a full long month grade. It's like it pauses the exponential decay of your skill, if that makes any sense.
You just got to stay warm, I guess. You can't go cold. So, what obstacles did you have to overcome when you were trying to become a tournament player or whatever?
One thing that was difficult for me to get the hang of in tournaments was definitely low AR hidden reading. This is a skill that most top tournament players have, that not your average OSU player has, because you don't really interact with maps like that much if you don't play tournaments. But once you start playing tournaments, there's always one map that is super low AR, but you have to have hidden on it. And all these top tournament players are really good at that. So I had to spend, 10 to 15 hours practicing that alone in like a week straight. But thankfully I got the hang of it somewhat, but to this day I still need to keep on practicing on the daily.
So do you think that you'd be able to beat Wup 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 in a 1v1 AR8 hidden?
I can't even say yes, like, ironically, because I'm not even close to his skill. I mean, he's known for being a tournament player at especially these, like, difficult AR8 hidden or, like, low CS HDHR maps, all these, like, gimmick-type maps. That's what he's special. He's so versatile. It's crazy.
And I think it's crazy how he's been there from the beginning and it's just, just been a constant figure in the OSU community.
Cool. I mean, he got that one crazy motorcycle 3-mod play was like 800
BPM. That was way ahead of its time.
It's just no one else can do that. That's like specifically his skill set right there.
Mm-hmm. So just as Wub Wolf stuck with OSU, why did you stick with OSU?
I think It's kind of the same thing that made me start playing in the first place. It's that I saw these top players play it, and I thought, oh, that looks cool, but I could probably do that. And then I started playing, and then I realized, okay, I can't do that, but I can do this. And then once I did that, I realized, oh, wait, I can't do this. And then just kept on kind of expanding. And that's, that's really why I keep playing games, because I keep on getting this improvement burst. It really comes in bursts. Like every 2 or so months, I get a lot of like really good plays, and then I can consistently get better and better plays.
That's my favorite part. Is when you get into one of those bursts and you just have a day where you go kind of crazy, set a whole bunch of scores. I love that. So nice.
100% fully agree.
Like, so what are your thoughts on the performance point PP system as a ranking system?
Controversially, I think it's good enough. A lot of top players like to complain about it, saying that it's biased towards certain skill sets, but I personally like that aspect. I mean, the game clearly prioritizes the skill sets that it wants you to play. And if you think about it, every game does this. If you get really good at jumping around in Minecraft, that won't help you beat the Ender Dragon. If you can build really cool structures in Fortnite, that won't help you get your first win. This game is the same. It prioritizes certain skill sets that it deems to be, quote unquote, better than others.
Yeah, like it would be the meta. Like there mm-hmm. like there will always be the best weapon or the best tool in a game. And it's just unavoidable. The community will always find the easiest and best way of doing something. So
for sure.
I guess that's just one of the points of the PP system.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of like tournament play, what are your main skill sets and talents?
I mainly prioritize Nomad, Hidden, and Double Time. I can dabble in Hard Rock, but usually I can't get the best accuracy, so I try to stay away from it. Hidden is usually a skill set that I'm best at compared to other players, just because of the fact that I can consistently read like high BPM, low AR maps. Like I'm talking AR9, like 220 BPM maps. If you compare those like stream maps to other players, a very low amount of people at my current skill can hit those types of maps. So I think that's a really unique skill set that I have that puts me above other players.
Yeah, be the next Cookiezy. So,
hello?
Oh. I can hear you.
Hello? Yeah,
did
okay,
I lag
okay.
out? Okay.
Okay.
Alright, so, this is a dumb one, but has your life changed because of OSU, and for better or worse?
I mean, if anything, it's probably changed for the worse, just because, it's you do need these, you know, you do need to be consistently playing the game. So it just kind of helps me procrastinate on other things in my life that could be important.
And like the, not the 500 hours that you put into it.
Yeah. The 550 or so total hours I put into the game, you know, that's time that it could have been, you know, doing homework, getting a job, et cetera, et cetera.
But no, you gotta grind that sweet, sweet performance point. Let's go.
Yes, sir. You already know.
So do you have any tips or any advice for aspiring OSU players?
For new players, it really is just as simple as just keep playing. Because it's, of course, you know, it's such an easy thing to say, but the growth graph, like, just for any player, it's very linear. It's weirdly linear, actually.
Yeah, like, I find that's true.
You set plays, and then you get better. And then you set more plays, and you therefore get better. And it just keeps going. And at some point, you will reach, like, a point where it starts getting harder and harder to keep, you know, getting better at the game. But you will tell that you are still, you know, growing as a player.
Yeah, I can see that. I could see that's especially true with my brother. My brother just got into the game. He tried to jump into, like, 4 or 5-star maps right away, but struggled even on 1-star maps because he would just smash his keys. But he's getting better. He just got his first 60 PP play, which is pretty good for his skill. So, just as he's a new player, what has changed since you were a new player?
I mean, definitely the type of mapping that has happened. Like, maps have gotten a lot more comfortable to play because...
Like that Sotark's meta or whatever?
Yes, sir. because mappers have learned what players enjoy in terms of, you know, how maps work. A lot of it is, you know, lower CS maps, sometimes higher AR maps, and... With that, maps have also become a lot more fun. Not just because they're more comfortable, but because as you get better, the maps start becoming more unique, and they have a lot more room to be creative. Because when you're worse, you know, they have to keep the maps easy. And by doing that, they can't really do anything fancy, otherwise it'll boost it and make it a lot more difficult than it should be. So I think that, you know, as you grow, maps only get more and more fun, which helps you to continue playing the game.
Yeah, I see that's especially true with, like, you know, Browiak maps, Sotark's maps. It's just that the amount of, like, how comfortable the maps are. They're just so much nicer than the old AR8, extremely linear maps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, That's all the questions I've have prepared for you. Thank you very much coming to talk around.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, maybe in a future episode I can catch you for another one.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Of course.
That's all for this week. Thanks again to Blabby, and a major thanks to everyone for listening. Don't forget to join us for future episodes for news, info about top players, and major events in OSU. Again, thank you. Your support really does make the difference. See you next time.